From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. Marines have begun pulling back from parts of Fallujah. The withdrawal comes after a month-long siege that has become the longest and costliest battle yet for U.S. forces in Iraq. The Marines are handing over immediate responsibility for security to a new Fallujah brigade. It's made up of Iraqis, and it's headed by a former Iraqi army officer under a deal brokered by the top Marine general in Iraq. But new clashes and a suicide car bombing that killed two Marines on the outskirts of the city indicate that the battle is not yet over. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us now from Baghdad. Annie, what's the situation now in Fallujah?
This afternoon, the new commander of the all-Iraqi Fallujah Brigade, former Iraqi Staff General Jassim Mohammed Saleh, entered the city. He was wearing his uniform from the former Iraqi military with his general's insignia. It was an extraordinary sight. Saleh served in the Republican Guard in the 1980s and later commanded an Iraqi army division and headed the army's infantry forces. He was met by the commander of the 1st Marine Regiment, and as the two shook hands, Saleh said, "You are our dear friends." Now, meanwhile, convoys of Marines and Humvees and trucks have been observed rumbling out of the city. Positions they'd been holding on a six-foot-high sand berm had been abandoned. But in Baghdad, U.S. military spokesman General Mark Kimmett stressed, while the Marines may be relocating to less obtrusive positions, they're by no means withdrawing altogether. There appears to be some difference of opinion about exactly what's going on. Kimmett said the Fallujah Brigade would work alongside American forces and remain under the Marine chain of command.
What can you tell us about this force that Saleh will lead? Who are they, and are they actually ready to take over the city?
That's the question. A few pickups with members of the new force, or who claim to be members of the new force, have been seen, but nothing like the anticipated force of 600 to 1,000 as described by the Marines. One official I spoke to said the Iraqi force will be all volunteer and will consist of former Iraqi soldiers from the Fallujah area, who will be approved in some way by U.S. authorities. While admitting it's still delicate, the Marine Lieutenant Colonel on the ground, Brennan Byrne, insists that the Fallujah Protective Army is the Iraqi solution, as he put it, we've all been looking for. But here in Baghdad, there's a lot more caution about the whole enterprise. One senior military officer noted that vetting takes a long time, as does training, establishing a chain of command, not to mention weapons. And General John Abizaid, head of Central Command, reiterated this, saying it would be mistaken to think this effort to build up an Iraqi capacity is going to calm the situation down overnight.
This is rather extraordinary, since only days ago the U.S. and coalition forces still fully embraced de-Ba'athification. How did this deal come about?
From what I can learn, this was a deal worked out entirely by the commander of the 1st Expeditionary Force, General James Conway, and the people of Fallujah. It took military officers here in Baghdad completely by surprise. It does not involve the new Iraqi army currently being trained, and the new Iraqi Ministry of Defense and General Staff were not consulted and had no say in the matter. And you know, there's been a lot of talk about bringing in generals from the Republican Guard or generals with Ba'ath Party backgrounds. But so far, not one has been permitted in the new Iraqi army. So turning to General Saleh is a definite first. And by solving a short-term problem in Fallujah, some officials in Baghdad say the Marines might be creating some complications in the future. I mean, the Fallujah Brigade essentially becomes another militia. And while it may solve the Fallujah problem, it's going to have to be dealt with once the immediate crisis is over.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.